Hey, this is Josie Young with Affirmation Pod, your home for self-care and reflection. I hope you're feeling healthy and very grounded and rooted in yourself and in your support system. If you're new to Affirmation Pod, welcome. So glad you're here. And for the last 8 months of the year, I decided to batch episodes because I was having another baby. The first episode of each month is a worksheet episode where I go through a worksheet that I've created on the topic of the month. And it's available to you for free. You can find today's episode at affirmationpod.com/support. That will take you to the page where you can access the support system worksheet. Again, affirmationpod.com/support. You can get all the worksheet episodes for free by going through your subscription newsfeed or through the website affirmationpod.com. But I've also put them together in a package where you get all the worksheets and all the worksheet episodes together in one place. At affirmationpod.com/workbook. Now, I gotta tell you, approaching this episode, I really wanted to be sure I was in the right headspace and I wasn't dreading this episode. I was just wanting to be sure I was prepared for it because I didn't want to break down and cry during the podcast. I want to be able to deliver it to you so that it is helpful for you. And the reason why I had some concern whether or not I would cry is because we're talking about relationships. That's our support system. And I don't have to tell you, our support system changes. Sometimes because we lose touch with someone, sometimes because we lose connection with someone, we grow apart, and sometimes because we lose them. And that's the toughest one. The worksheet is broken down into four categories. They are my inner circle, my outer circle, my no longer circle, and my never circle. And I'll explain each one as I go. I've put in three answers for each one. I encourage you to do that as well, but you may want to put in less or more. It's whatever feels comfortable for you and what works for you. So my inner circle, those I lean on and confide in anytime, are my husband, my best friend, and my journal. And so your support system doesn't necessarily have to be a person. I remember reading a book once about a woman who went swimming just about every morning, and then her husband was in an accident and was in the hospital for many months and then passed away. And during those months, she never went to the pool. She was by his bedside. And she recalled the first time she went back to the pool and feeling herself in the water and swimming the laps. For her, it was like seeing an old friend again. And she realized how much she missed the pool. There might be something for you where it's part of your support system. For my journal, I'm often talking to myself through my journal. By writing things that would coach me through something or writing how I really feel about something. And for sure, journaling's cheaper than therapy. So, and it might be something you want to try. I also have my course, Journaling Pod, that you can find at journalingpod.com, which will help you establish an effective and consistent journaling practice. So that's my inner circle, my husband, my best friend, and my journal.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Here's the question. Have you been checking in with yourself? Your stress levels, your mental health, your energy. I've recently had days where I've struggled with mood changes. It's helped me so much to be able to talk with my BetterHelp therapist and walk through the best self-care plan that works for right now. Taking care of you is the most important thing you can do. Some more social time, some community time may be what you need, or recharging alone may be what would help you best right now. If you're not sure, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've wanted to try therapy or you wanted to come back to therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It works with your schedule and you get started by filling out a brief questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. If you feel you want to switch therapists at any time, you can do so for no extra charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, help.com/affirmation. Thanks to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today.
My outer circle, those I lean on or confide in at particular times. So my inner circle is those I can confide in anytime. For my outer circle, it's those I lean on or confide in at particular times. Or maybe I should also say in particular situations, but not in others. I wrote down my high school friend, Erica. Erica works in a daycare, and since I became a mom, like, she has, like, totally stepped up and been such a confidant and such a friend when it comes to having kids, having babies, their development, little mom hacks that she's given me. And we were close in high school. We weren't as close after high school, although we were still in touch and we still saw each other every so often. But now we're close again. And so she is part of my outer circle. But 10 years ago, I wouldn't have her as an answer for this part. My mom is part of my outer circle. I don't tell her everything, although I sometimes think she just knows everything, even if I don't tell her. But we are very close, and I do appreciate all she does to help us, help with her grandchildren. And if you're wondering why I don't tell her everything, it's because I don't always want to hear her advice or her suggestions or her responses. And so I've learned to discern when are the right times and the right things to share with her, because I'm open to hearing her answers. And if I'm not open to hearing them, maybe just not sharing with her on those things. Now, for my outer circle, I also have my dog. I didn't grow up with pets. I wasn't excited about having a pet when my husband first brought it up, because my husband's family always had a dog growing up, and he's wanted a dog for a very long time. And I was nervous because I wasn't sure. I wasn't familiar. What if the dog doesn't like me? What if I don't like the dog? It was like all these questions. And he's like, it's going to be fine. Don't worry. We got the dog 1 month after we got married, and I've been in love with her ever since. This is my dog. I often say to him, when are you getting a dog? This is my dog. And she is part of my outer circle. There are times when just hanging out with her is like incredible support. And there's also times when I'm home alone, but I'm not really home alone because she's there and I love it. So that's my three answers for my outer circle, my high school friend, Erica, my mom, and my dog. Now, my no longer circle. Here's where it gets tough. The best friend I have in my inner circle answer, I've known since I was 13, and she's always been a close friend. But I had another best friend who I've known since I was 8. I remember when she was the new kid in our school, because she came in partway through the year. And a long story short, we stayed close friends. We didn't go to the same high school, but we were still close. We had each other's back. Our families knew each other. Her family's originally from Portugal, and her grandparents used to call me their Asian granddaughter. Graduated from high school and, you know, developed different circles of friends, but we were still so close, so tight. It also helped that we lived in the same neighborhood. She certainly was more into a party scene than I was. And essentially what happened is she developed a drug problem. In my mind, it's no coincidence that it spiraled out of control when her grandmother passed away, who she was really close to. And this is during the time when interventions were very popular. They were also on television. And in case you're not familiar, that's when the people who are close to a person who has an issue with an addiction come together and they surprise the person who's facing the addiction, struggling with the addiction, and share their concern and share that there's an opportunity to get help and that they'd have to go pretty much immediately to that place, rehab, essentially. And while this friend, her sister, had orchestrated an intervention, she lived a few hours away from where we were, but she also had a hard time keeping the surprise element a surprise. And her and I had been talking quite a bit because she wanted information about, okay, well, who's she getting these drugs from and who this? And I didn't have all the answers, but I had some just from being around her. And basically the way it shook down was my friend figured out something was up. I don't think she knew there was an intervention that was going to happen where she was going to go visit her sister and her kids, and I was going to drive up without her knowing, and other people were going to be there to do the intervention. But she figured out enough that her sister had information, and I'm the only person in the city who would have that information. And so she pieced two and two together that I'm the one sharing it with her sister. She didn't like that, and things kind of blew up from there. And I lost my best friend. Although the truth is I lost her to the addiction before that. But this is where she physically isn't in my life anymore, even though she's physically still alive, as far as I know. And that is not easy. And I am an addictions counselor. So there's a lot of things where it was like, well, I should have known better. I should have seen signs. I should have done this, could have done that, you know. And well, I'm a human being. I can't control a person. And I've worked with families who have tried so many things and paid so much money on so many different fronts to try and help someone who has a struggle, a battle with an addiction. It's hard. It's hard to lose someone to addiction. And I did. This all went down before I got married, before I had kids, before I had a dog. She'd be shocked that I have a dog and that I'm in love with her. She loved dogs. So she's in my no longer circle. I also have one particular friend who I would lean on and confide in, but with her, and I remember someone telling me when I was a teenager that some friends are for the road and some are for the whole journey. And I kind of think this friend might have been just for the road, because when I was single, we were friends, we could hang out, we could talk. I was more available, clearly, and we could talk about our, you know, online dating experiences, all these different things. When I got married and had kids, we still were in touch and hung out a bit, but, you know, my time for things like going out with a friend, well, there's a lot less of it now. And remember what I said earlier, there's some that you lose touch, there's some you lose connection, and some you just lose them. And I feel like with her, we kind of lost our connection. Maybe it's we're in two different life stages, but it seemed like something just faded as well. And I totally take my side of that too, accept my responsibility in that. But I do feel okay with it. I feel okay with the connection being gone. So that's her.
I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by Aqua True. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day. But not just that, what kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love Aqua True? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the Aqua True purifiers, my carafe uses a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters. That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use Aqua True for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog, that I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and Aqua True comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this. It makes a great gift too for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today, Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the Aqua True purifiers. Just go to aquatrue.com, that's AQUATRU.com, and enter code AFFIRMATION at checkout. That's 20% off any Aqua True water purifier. Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to aquatrue.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off, and you are helping support Affirmation Pod. Thank you to Aqua True for sponsoring this episode today. This episode is brought to you by Air Doctor. Here's a question. Which air would you say is more polluted, our indoor air or the outdoor air? Well, according to the EPA, our indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than our outdoor air. Those pollutants include allergens, pollen, especially now that allergy season is here. Our air can also have dust mites, mold spores, and even viruses or bacteria that can make us sick. Air Doctor sent me their classic Defender, which is the Air Doctor 3500. I love knowing that it's filtering out harmful contaminants so that they don't reach my lungs. But what I also love is that it's not noisy at all. It has a soothing, super soft hum. I use mine in my bedroom, but I know some of you are working with people all day long in offices and classrooms. Come check it out. Air Doctor may be just what you need. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. I don't think you'll need to use it, but if you happen to not love it, you just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION to get up to $300 off your Air Doctor purifier. And as a bonus for Affirmation Pod listeners, you also get a free 3-year warranty on any unit. You need to use the code AFFIRMATION to be sure you get up to $300 off and the free 3-year warranty. Place your order today by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AIRDOCTORPRO.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION. Thank you, Air Doctor, for sponsoring this episode today.
And then there's my therapist. I was seeing a pretty good one before I got pregnant with my first daughter. And once I had her, I actually reached out to this counselor to ask if she was willing to do some online sessions. And she's not into that. She's a person, in-person person. And so there's my no longer circle, my old best friend, a single friend that I had, and a therapist I was seeing. And finally, there's my never again circle. So these are people that I will not or never again lean on or confide in. The first on my list is ex-boyfriends. They are people I once leaned on, confided in, but not any longer. A particular work colleague that I would see a lot. She was also a contractor working on various projects, and we would sometimes collaborate, but more just consult each other. And the relationship wasn't just professional talk, it was also personal talk. But when I left those contracts, and now she's moved on to some other things as well, we still keep in touch. There's emails, you know, during the holidays and stuff, but it's not like a lean on and confide in type of thing any longer. And then the last person I put for my never again circle is a little different. It's a friend, also from high school, and I'm going to use gentler language here. She has joined a community where she's made the decision to not communicate or interact with me anymore. And I shouldn't take it personally because she doesn't communicate or interact with all members of her family except one other person, and that one other person is also in this community. Some might call this a religion. Some might call this a cult. I was debating whether or not to put her in this category of never again because she may change her mind and speak with me or even leave the community altogether. But part of me, I think, knows inside she likely belongs in the never again circle, meaning that, I don't know, maybe it's filed under the loose connection thing. If she left her community, we would probably be friends in theory, as I kind of feel like we still are, but probably not friends in practice. And it's no hard feelings. It's just the way it is. Ooh, I feel like I'm ending this episode on such a Debbie Downer. But relationships aren't always so easy to manage. That's why this month is on support system management. Again, if you want the free support system worksheet, head over to affirmationpod.com/support. That's affirmationpod.com/support. I can't believe it's the last worksheet episode for this year. I do plan on having them next year. I just don't know if they'll exactly be the same format, or maybe they will. Haven't figured all that out yet. If you have any suggestions for me, please email me at josie@affirmationpod.com. You've definitely gotten to know me better through the worksheet series, whether it be my core beliefs, my spending style, my stress management strategies, or who I have in my support system. My wish and my goal is that you would get to know yourself better through going through these worksheets, reflecting on them, and even just the process of them, answering the questions. I've gotten feedback that, you know, these worksheets seem so easy when I look at them, and yet they're kind of hard to answer. And that's because we're really forced, should I say, to dig a little deeper into ourselves and to get to know ourselves better as we complete each one. Again, if you want all the worksheets in this series together, along with each episode that accompanies them, go to affirmationpod.com/workbook. There is a cost to this, but I wanted to have it there to also give you the opportunity to give back to the podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for pushing play today. I look forward to our discussion on support system management throughout this month, and I hope you're making the decisions to have and build and maintain a great support system for yourself. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod, your home for self-care and reflection. Until next time, bye for now.
And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.